Well, here it is, the much-anticipated fourth Allowed Unplugged Night podcast, the first of 2007, brought to you by Allowed.com, for those who want it louder. With our friends at the Embassy Club providing the venue, the good people at Gibson providing the music-making tools, and the mighty PV making everything sound so great, it looks set to be a noisy new year. Dedicated showcases that we are, no time has been wasted in collecting the latest unsigned musical talent. And this month's gathering is just the tip of the iceberg. We set sail with a musical traveller, the acoustic eclecticism of Pete Sound. Far From the Dance lead us into the night with dynamic dance rhythms before being enveloped in the epic yet intimate Passenger. And having been drawn together from across Europe by destiny, the Toy Guns present a foot-stomping final furlong with their 80s-influenced ska punk. Now, having varied his musical apprenticeship with a variety of bands across the genres and circulating the acoustic scene with all manners of guises, Pete Sound's acoustic set has influences ranging from Paul Weller to Alice in Chains and sets a high bar of quality early on. Here's Pete Sound with his track, Same Label. In the morning and we're just scavenging anything that you can and make a living from your life as a heroin victim. Well, I got nothing more that I can give. I can risk being thrown in my face for quits again. Well, this must be penance for every time. Far From the Dance had the painstaking task of cutting over 20 tracks down to just 3 for their recent EP, but they were able to play 5 for us, and what we heard left us gagging for more. These long-haired lads from Huddersfield took to the stage with their blend of experimental electronica and swaggering guitar, and left the stage with new additions to their growing fan club. Allowed's editor James Hickey pinned down the guys for a quick chat, in which they discussed what we can expect from them.
I think it's a good blend between strong songwriting and kind of dance music as well as rock music. It's very, very uplifting music, I think, a lot of people kind of say.
Here's Far From the Dance with a live cut from their song, Don't Give Up. Was the year of germination for Passenger. After a chance meeting backstage at a Free Burma campaign benefit gig at the Royal Court Theatre, Mike and Andrew found that not only did they share a town in Brighton, but also musical ideas and influences. Enter 3 other talented blokes and Passenger was complete. Alchemists in the fusion of such diverse influences as acoustic balladry, electronica and Irish boy bands, the lush orchestration captures both the heart and mind. Speaking before their set, Passenger described their sound and influences.
It's kind of it's basically acoustic songs, but they have a lot of sort of electronica and contemporary elements in them.
And who would you say your influences are?
I don't know, you're quite into Brandon Keaton, aren't you? And a lot of
yeah, any sort of Irish boy band, stroke disco diva.
Here's a live cut of Passenger performing their track, Wicked Man's Rest.
Singing with the sound down, we're not on the come down. In the overcoat, looking for a suntan. On his birthday, prisoner on his first day, tired of the new wave, I rise to meet you. As your trust dissolves to shame, all the sin or sin. Turn and lost its way, we chase the footprints off the path from which I came. I'm the beast in you, beast in me.
Our headliners for the night with a hard-kicking Toy Guns. The ska punk band emerging from Bethnal Green via Newcastle, Italy and Finland take influences from predecessors such as The Specials and The Clash. Running it ragged, these boys kept it simple. A short, sharp punch in the ear that will leave you with a grin big enough to break your face. We managed to extract an interview from the gaggle of accents and they told us a bit about a less than successful live experience.
We did this festival a few months ago and we were led to believe it was like a festival because it was like Sunshine Underground playing some quite like bands who were doing alright. And so we all, you know, festival great, we took loads of beer and everything, got hammered, and we found it was actually a 6-month festival and everyone was a little bit scared of us because we were all roaring around, and then we went on stage too drunk, broke loads of strings, and then someone gave me the wrong guitar and it was a heavy metal guitar and it was awful.
Here's the Toy Guns with their brilliant track, Borstal Boys. But I never had the passion of the Borstal Boys. Well, that's not the half of it. What became of the Allowed Unplugged Night Part 4 will be continued in Part 5. Difficult to beat, but we'll manage. Log on to allowed.com to find out more about our next event in February and how to win sought-after tickets to this and other exclusive events. Allowed, for those who want it louder.